And we're back at the Devil Radio Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Also might be catching it on the web, devilradio927.com, or our Facebook live stream as well. All ways to catch the show. Again, all of our Saturday shows are replayed on Sunday, same time. So Ask the Builder at 9 a.m., Sharp Elbows at 10, Let's Get Local at 11, and Outside the Pizza Box, which is coming up next, will be tomorrow replayed on Sunday from noon to 1. So earlier this week, I tried to catch him for today, but today is his anniversary. So he said, I still want to have a marriage, and I would like to celebrate my anniversary, so I can't step away to do a radio show with you, Jason, is what he told me. And I got a chance to catch up with Chef Dave Heide of Liliana's and Little John's and have a really interesting conversation with him about, of course, his passions, his business, what he does in the community, and just a little bit about some of the issues going on currently in our community. So I'm going to give you the next two segments are with Chef Dave Heide, an interesting cat. Let's hear what he had to say when I got to sit down with him earlier this week. Chef Dave, thanks for making time for us on Let's Get Local today. How are you this morning? And let's hope that it's going to be a great weekend for you.
Oh, I think it'll be great. I mean, the weather looks like it's going to be good. So all things right now, things look good. Although I would have said the same thing in February of 2020. So like, who knows what forecasts look like. So
exactly. It's Wisconsin, right? We never know. Yep. I do want to focus on some of the great things that you do. First of all, your businesses and your restaurants that you've created here in the Madison area. Tell us a little bit about Liliana's and how things are going there during this challenging year.
Sure. Yeah. My spiel always used to be, I have all my restaurants named after my kids. And now the reality is I have no restaurants named after my kids. So Liliana's was named after my kid, who now goes by Ali and is non-binary. So Liliana's is technically not named after one of my kids. I also had Charlie's on Main that's named after my son, but that unfortunately closed due to COVID. And then I have Little John's, which is amazing, but it's a nonprofit, and therefore I'm not the owner of it. I'm just the founder and director of it. So I'm a chef who had three restaurants named after his kids. And right now just have, I have two amazing concepts that I'm super proud of. And Charlie's still lives on in our speakeasy and cocktail program. So Liliana's is a fine dining New Orleans restaurant. Charlie's was a cool farm-to-table pub that had a speakeasy hidden in the basement. And Little John's is a not-for-profit that trains military veterans how to work with grocery access to create affordable food for all.
You're so much about family and everything that you do. And just looking at, you know, the operations of the restaurants, your missions, how much you give back, it all stems from family for you. So how have you been able to manage family and all of these businesses and everything that you're doing in our community? How have you been able to keep up with that?
Oh boy. If you ask my wife, I haven't. Okay. She'll tell you that I think that's always the slip, right? As an entrepreneur, is that you're always letting someone down, right? Like, so when I'm working at Liliana's, I'm letting down Little John's and my family. When I'm working at Little John's, I'm letting down Liliana's and my family. When I'm with my family, I always feel like I'm letting down the restaurants, but I think there's this amazing balance. And I think the bigger thing is that at each one of those three places, I have an amazing group or rock that keeps me balanced. So like at my house, my wife and my kids are incredible. And without them, I couldn't have the amazing family life that I have. And at my restaurant, Liliana's, I've got an amazing kitchen and front of house and manager who help keep it going. And then for my, you know, for Little John's, I have an amazing board of directors and an amazing staff who help keep it all kind of going. And I think that's what makes me able to do what I do. I think a lot of people would want to just kind of take credit for it, but I really can't take credit for what I do. I wouldn't be able to do a tenth of what I do if it wasn't for my rocks in each one of those places. You know, the people that keep me grounded. It's one thing to have a big vision and to have big ideas. It's another to have the amazing people to help you execute those vision and ideas. Like when I'm like, hey, we're going to donate food for like all these people on Christmas. Like we need 400 meals on Christmas. You know, I'm the one that gets the nice like article or whatever, but I wouldn't have been able to do it if it wasn't for my amazing like prep cooks prepping everything and my amazing kitchen staff cooking it and my front of house fielding all the phone calls. And, you know, I think we're all on this adventure together. If you're a part of a project with me, it's not just Dave doing it, man. It's like, oh, hey, okay, I guess this is what we're doing now. Like, let's all do it together. And it I don't know. It's been amazing. And I couldn't do it without my people. So
Yeah, we're also reliant on our teams and the people that surround us to make things happen. But also when you're trying to make a really big impact like you have been for such a long time now, I know you've been a chef for decades, but what was the inspiration to really create some of the restaurants here in Madison for you?
Well, Liliana's is a fine dining New Orleans restaurant. And that kind of came from, you have to remember, you have to go back 14 years ago when we opened or when we were about to open, and it was a different landscape. There weren't that many fine dining restaurants. There weren't that many restaurants 14 years ago. There was still a bunch. But the restaurants at the time had to fit a theme, right? You had to be an Italian restaurant or a French restaurant, or you couldn't just put a funky name on it and then serve whatever you wanted. You had to fit a theme, right? That was kind of how it was 14 years ago. And one of the things I've always loved about New Orleans is that it's this total melting pot of culture and cuisine, and all of that kind of goes under one hat. You know, that's why I fell in love with New Orleans cooking, is that I could cook French or Italian or German or Irish or whatever I wanted to cook, I could cook, and it still was being true to New Orleans cooking. But you know, like the word Creole literally just means taking something from somewhere else and mixing it with the culture of New Orleans and making it a brand new thing. Like that's what Creole is. So like for me, that's like a perfect description of what I want to do. I want to take a risotto, but I don't want to make a traditional risotto. I want to make it mine. And that's kind of how I like to cook. So it felt like a perfect theme. And my parents met in New Orleans. They had their honeymoon in New Orleans, and it's always been kind of like a second city for me. It's definitely my home away from home. So, and then with Little John's, it's actually a funny story with Little John's. It started with just a thing I did with Patrick DePula for Sustained Dane at Madison College, which was, we wanted to cook with grocery excess. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like a couple bags a day, maybe from one store. I was like, we'll do something with it. And we ended up having like 800 people show up for a free meal. We were all worried about ingredients. And then Tim Metcalf showed up with like this truck full of beautiful produce and protein and dry goods. And we ended up cooking 6 courses for 688 people for a Sustained Dane at Madison College. And at the end of the day, when you looked at our table of ingredients, you couldn't even tell that we had touched them, you know? And that was kind of the light bulb in my head of like, why are we letting this go to waste? Like, we need to be cooking with it. We need to be feeding people. And I've been doing so much stuff in the community, helping to feed people experiencing homelessness or with food insecurity. To see all this beautiful, gorgeous stuff end up not being utilized broke my heart. So that's kind of the kind of beginning of Little John's.
Yeah, I think all these things for you, these projects obviously kind of flow together, and you're involved in all of them so closely that I think you kind of meld them together into when we're talking about either one of them. But I think it's pretty amazing the fact that you were able to round people up and get the support you needed to get Little John's going. So I want to get more into that in the next segment. But before we wrap up this segment, I just wanted to hear from you about what it means, you think, for yourself to be a local business owner in Madison. What does that mean to you to have your own place, to kind of be part of the Madison culture?
Oh, yeah. You know, Madison is an incredible city. I love it. You know, I've lived in California and Minnesota and all over the place, and I've worked at some amazing restaurants, and Madison has always just felt like home. You know, we've got all the fun things you can do in a big city without most of the problems you have in a big city. And you've got this great sense of community, which I think gets lost in a lot of bigger cities. You know, there's definitely like small town, like if you're in Chicago, there's like the North Side community and there's the Notre Dame community, and you've got all these like separate communities, and Madison does a really good job of kind of becoming a single community and even absorbing the communities surrounding it, like Middleton, Sun Prairie, Fitchburg, etc. And so, you know, for me, it was really my favorite thing about being a part of Madison, and the thing I love the most, is just how much people step up in this county, like how much people want to be a part of the support and part of the solution, and they want to help. There's a true fact. Dane County has more nonprofits than any other state in the United States. So that's pretty incredible, right? That one little tiny county with only 500,000 people in it has more people trying to help than any other state in the United States. And I think that says a lot about our community. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to start Little John's here. You know, Little John's isn't just a Madison thing or a Dane County thing. We want to go out to eventually spread to Milwaukee and Chicago and Detroit, St. Louis, New Orleans. I mean, we want to go split the country in half and then spread out. Like, this is a big vision. And that's why we picked Dane County, though, is because there's so much support and passion for helping people.
Chef Dave, what an incredible guy. He's done so much, but again, humility, he's humble. He thanks his team. He partners, you know, just in hearing that exchange too, talking about, you know, how Tim Metcalf showed up and Metcalf's helping out, pitching in, coming to the rescue, so to speak. I mean, that's kind of what this is all about. And that's what Dane Buy Local and the Buy Local movement and our local businesses are all about. Teaming together to make a difference right here. Make us unique and help people out. Make our community a little bit better place to be. We'll have more part two with Chef Dave after the break.